Welcome back to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for another hour. And I have with me now Marilyn Duff, and she's the Integrated Aboriginal Services of Eastern Health, and she's the manager down there. Welcome, Marilyn.
Thank you, Alan. Great to be here.
Very good. Now, you've come to tell us about a couple of things that are going on, and let's start.
So I'm here to talk to you about the Eastern Health Closing the Gap Sports Day. And it's very much a friendly sports day where the Eastern Health doctors and nurses and all sorts of different people come out onto the football field and play AFL against the Aboriginal community, and also netball. So it's a full day of sports. There's lots of activities going on the day. So it's the 1st of March, which is a Sunday, and it's at the Don Road Sporting Complex, or the Complex as local people call it. It should be a great fun day for families, an opportunity to learn and connect with our Aboriginal community. And it's been going for 6 years now, really a very much loved event for lots of local people. So, I'm here to talk about that.
And if anybody got hurt, there'll be plenty of doctors and nurses around.
Absolutely, yes.
So it's on the 1st of March.
Yep.
It runs from 9:30 till 3:30,
mm-hmm.
and it's the Don Road Sporting Complex. And you're going to be playing football, netball, but you've got other things as well, haven't you?
There's lots of different cultural activities throughout the day. So we're going to be having what's called traditional games, which some of you may have heard of, the Marngrook footy show. And Marngrook is the Aboriginal AFL game, and that's where AFL came from, is the Marngrook game. So we're going to have some traditional games on the day with some talented footy players showing children and anyone that wants to join in some different cultural games. And then we'll also have some different activities, lots of different displays. Kids could do some cultural craft. We'll have a barbecue and a slushy van and lots of good stuff.
And of course, you just touched on the football. If you listen to it's the AFL now, or what it was, the VFL, you think they almost invented football by themselves, but they didn't, did they? It came out of an Aboriginal game, didn't
Absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, yes.
Which gets played down a lot. Well, it doesn't get much of a run anywhere, does it?
No. I mean, there has been the Marngrook footy show on NITV, but it's only really if you choose to switch over to the NITV channel that you'd get to know that, AFL did come from an Aboriginal traditional game. Yep. And it's actually a ball made from possum skin and filled with different grasses and leaves. I'm actually in the process of making one at the moment. And it's fascinating, the origins of things that we don't know much about, and we do so much talking and watching of AFL. It's great to know where it came from.
Well, it's almost, as I said before, the AFL and the VFL, their history would almost make you believe as how they just came up with this idea of a game. But I've read a book, and I think it was Tom Wills wrote a book about it, but he goes right back to and said, well, this is where it came from. It came out of an Aboriginal game that young people were just kicking this ball around.
Mm.
You're listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, where it's 18 minutes past one and 25 degrees. And I have with me Marilyn Duff from the Eastern Health, and she's the Integrated Aboriginal Services Manager. And we're talking about the Family Sports Day up at Don Road in Hillsville on the 1st of March.
Excellent. Thanks, Alan. Before I go much further, I wanted to acknowledge that we meet on the lands of the Wurundjeri people and pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. A lot of you would know Auntie Dot Peters and her son Andrew Peters, Andrew's for a long time been very involved in football around the Yarra Valley. And so I wanted to just pay our respect to Auntie Dot for a short moment. She passed away late last year and has been very involved in Aboriginal culture and community around the Yarra Ranges for a long time. So let's just have a moment of silence to remember Auntie Dot. Great. So Auntie Dot actually has an award named after her, and this will be the first year that that award will be given out to, I suppose, one of the best players on the field at our sports
on the day
this
itself.
Year. Yep. So there's always been awards. There's a couple of awards now, so it gives a bit of excitement to the competition and a great way of honouring someone that's been very integral in our Aboriginal community in Healesville. Auntie Dot, her family were from Corranderk, the Aboriginal mission station that used to be a place where Aboriginal people were, I suppose, sort of sent to by the government back in the day. It's great to acknowledge Auntie Dot. On the actual sports day, there will be a range of different services there. One of the things that I remember from previous years is the smoothie bike. And that sounds like a very strange thing. A smoothie bike. You get on the bike, and the faster you run, the quicker your smoothie gets mixed up, and you get a smoothie at the end.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
So we always have the smoothie bike, heaps of activities for kids, and we're just hoping that it's going to be fabulous, not too hot weather. Mm. Last year we ended up with having to reschedule because it was going to be an extreme weather event. So let's hope that doesn't happen this year.
Well, you can get either way. You can get 40 degrees or you can get rain. Yeah,
exactly. Let's hope we don't get the hail that Elton John got.
Yeah.
So that would be a bit of an issue. I was just talking earlier a little bit about the Marnbrook football game, which was an original game played by Aboriginal people. Now, I've got a bit of information about it. Marnbrook means ball or game in the Woiwurrung language, which is the language that would have been spoken around the Yarra Ranges. And Marnbrook is a collective name given to the traditional Indigenous Australian football game, which is played at a lot of our gatherings and celebrations. Sometimes it included 100 players or more.
Blimey.
So there you go.
They trip over each other.
Exactly. We won't be doing that on the 1st of March, I don't think. But so, interesting to know the origins.
Yeah, on this 1st of March, I'm a bit intrigued. You've just mentioned it. Mm. Do you play it along AFL lines or do you play it on your traditional game?
No, it is using the AFL...
20 players? Or 18 players and a couple of reserves?
Yes, I think we've got 18 players and a couple of reserves. It's a normal AFL field
four quarters
there.
And the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
All the same. And we have netball games going throughout the day. Yep. We have some of the students from Warrawa Aboriginal Girls College in Healesville. They'll be there playing. And lots of our Aboriginal community members look forward to this throughout the year because we always like a bit of fun competition.
Yep.
And, it's always a great day.
Marilyn, what does the closing of the gap mean and how did it come about, please?
Yeah, sure, Alan. I was wanting to tell everyone out there that, we chose the closing the gap phrase because it's something that's been talked about in government circles for many years. Closing the gap is actually a Australian government framework or strategy that aims to reduce disadvantage among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. And I suppose that government framework, when it started, was really about helping Aboriginal people to safely access health services for many years. I'm not sure how many people know this, but for many years Aboriginal people struggled to be able to access health services. I know a lot of Aboriginal women, perhaps older women, who probably had to give birth to their baby under a tree or on the veranda of the hospital because they were classed as dirty and were not allowed to enter the hospitals. So what Eastern Health decided when they had one of their first Aboriginal liaison officers employed, they came together and thought, what can we do to close the gap between our medical services and the community? And what better way than to have a friendly sort of banter over some sport? We're outside in the sunshine.
Sport's a great leveler too, isn't it?
Exactly. So what this has done over 6 years has really helped our Aboriginal community members to realise that doctors and medical people aren't any different than you and I. They've just done some different training. So being able to get out there on the football field and playing netball has really reduced that gap in a way around this area and makes opportunities for Eastern Health to interact more deeply and more meaningfully and in a culturally safe way with our Aboriginal community. And what I did want to say is that I'm an Aboriginal woman myself. My mother's family are from Palawa country in Tasmania. I've lived and grown up all around the Dandenong Ranges and the Yarra Valley though. So I'm a very proud Aboriginal woman living on Wurundjeri country.
Tell us a bit about, you're going to have some Aboriginal dance, well, obviously, but also interactive information stands. What's that entail, please?
So we have lots of different organisations that partner with us, different health organisations. And I'm trying to think of a couple of the different names. So, for instance, and I don't think this is going to be very interactive on the day, Breast Screen Australia. We won't be asking anybody to interact around that, but there's lots of information there for women.
One thing we should mention about that, and I know I've mentioned this a few times on a Sunday, and I really shouldn't have to do it, but very often a lot of women don't have the breast scanning done. And I think it's very much upon if the husband or partner to at least keep reminding them, because it's so easy for them to not. And look, I don't understand the process, and it's probably not a very nice process, but at the end of the day, you're not going to die from that, whereas if you get breast cancer in the late stages, it's gone.
Exactly.
And I think we should mention that it's very much up to the husbands or the partners or even the older adult children to say, Mum, have you had it done?
Yeah. Sorry, and it's very much the same with our men folk who need to do things to ensure that they're checked for things like testicular cancer, colon cancer, those sorts of things.
And
they're things that people are often embarrassed about and get all awkward about. But the reality is, as you say, that we're not going to die from embarrassment from talking about it or going and having a procedure. But the reality is that in this day and age, there's a lot of cancers that we need to be aware of and we need to be checking for. So
now,
it's things
unfortunately,
like,
I've got you off the track that we really want to talk about.
But I'm getting back onto the track.
Right.
So on the day, there will be different health stalls with information, and they often have interesting and enticing sorts of free giveaways, drink bottles and hats and lollies and all sorts of things, as well as good information. We also, I think I mentioned before, always have the smoothie bike where you ride as fast as you can on the bike and it makes a smoothie for you. And that's all about interacting with our dietitians and people that want to to give you information about keeping healthy and eating a balanced diet. We also always have great support from the Victoria Police. So they will be there with lots of different information, really wanting to interact with our young people and make sure that police are approachable in the community and not just someone that, you know, we get threatened with if a child does something wrong. We want to all feel comfortable around the police and know that we can go to them if we need assistance. So it's all about Eastern Health partnering with these organisations to make health and different, probably awkward topics more approachable and real in the community. So that's what this day's about.
But also, for the younger people, there are some other fun things as well, aren't they?
Yes. Petting zoos.
Yep.
We often have the traditional dances, and I'm not sure if I'm speaking out of turn, but I don't know if they're going to be there this year. But we're definitely having the traditional games, and there'll be lots of different things. I think I mentioned there's going to be face painting. There's also going to be a slushy van and I think a coffee van. So something for the young people and something for the oldies.
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, then I'm definitely an oldie because I can't get through the day without a coffee. Lots of different things for families to do.
Running races?
Running races, yes. So you're getting me thinking now. At halftime, we often have a range of different little competitions for the kids, and that's always great fun. Now, I think that we're going to be having the traditional games at halftime as well.
What do you mean traditional games?
Yep, so that's the Mangrook footy. And there's a couple of other traditional games. And
you play your football as the AFL or BFL. And then
at halftime, the kids will get a chance to play with a proper possum skin Mangrook footy and learn a bit about the origins of that and how it was played traditionally and those sorts of things. Lots of opportunities for learning and understanding more about our Aboriginal culture and community. Always a great fun day as well. Rain, hail, snow or shine, we will have a great time.
Marilyn, you say that you've got the Eastern Health covered with players, but you wouldn't mind some of the other team.
Yes, so it's interesting. Yeah, we've got our Eastern Health teams. So that's all made up, obviously, of Eastern Health staff. And the team that Eastern Health play against is made up of Aboriginal men. So if there are any Aboriginal men that are interested in playing, we would be quite interested to hear from you. There are some requirements that you come to training, a couple of trainings, I think. But the best way to find out more would be to contact us at the Healesville Aboriginal Health Team. And that number is 5957-1100. 5957-1100. If you are an Aboriginal man interested in playing footy at the Closing the Gap Family Sports Day on the 1st of March this year, it's a Sunday, starting at 9:30 through till 3:30. You won't be playing footy for the whole time, though. There's heaps of other interesting things that are happening on the day. Now, what I did want to do is just give you a little bit of a tidbit. People often wonder what the Aboriginal flag means. So, and there has been a lot of conjecture about the flag in the news in recent times. But the flag was designed by Harold Thomas. And the black part of the flag symbolises Aboriginal peoples. The yellow part of the flag represents the sun, the giver of life. And the red depicts the earth and represents ochre. So Harold Thomas was a man from the Northern Territory where the soil is very, very red. And so that's where that part of the flag came from. And the flag was first flown at Victoria Square in Adelaide on National Aborigines Day, the 12th of July 1971. So there you go. That's the tidbit of information for the day.
Sounds good. Marilyn, you want to recap on this great sports day we've got coming up on the 1st of March?
Awesome. Yep, I'm from Eastern Health. We're running Closing the Gap Family Sports Day. This is an annual event we've been running for 6 years. Sunday the 1st of March, 9:30 till 3:30 at the Don Road Sporting Complex in Healesville. Come and join us for a great family day out. Lots of activities for the
football
kids and everybody. Football, netball competitions and heaps of
face
fun
painting.
Activities. Face painting, zoo, petting zoo and running races and giveaways and heaps of fun.
We've been talking all about this great sports day you've got coming up on the 1st of March. Now, if people have got, you've got us excited, how are we going to find out more about it, please?
Yes, so if you're an Aboriginal man and you're interested in playing footy, or an Aboriginal woman and you're interested in playing netball, or if you're a younger teenagers and so on, you don't need to be over 18, feel free to give us a call. The number's 5957 1100. That's 5957 1100, and you can find out more. Also, if you wanted to come along with your family and just enjoy the day, you could call that number, but you could also just check out easternhealth.org.au and you will find information about our Closing the Gap Sports Day there as well. Alan, thank you so much for having me today. It's been terrific.
I hope you've enjoyed and we hope you get plenty of people. So it's on the 1st, I haven't got that in front of me now, it's the 1st of March.
1st of March.
At the Don...
Don Road Sporting Complex, 9:30am till 3:30pm. And we're looking forward to seeing everybody there. It's going to be great.
And apart from the football and the netball, there are plenty of young things for the young people.
Yep,
there's face painting and running races.
Yep, lots of different cultural activities. The police will be there with lots of different giveaways. We always have a great barbecue and lots of food and drinks. Non-alcoholic. This is a dry event, but lots of great sports drinks, water and all that stuff if it's a warm day.
Yep.
Make sure you slip, slop, slap and come along and enjoy it with us. We would love to see you.